This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
God is good and worth it to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh Heavenly Father, as we put our 70 down my hand tonight, just to thank you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you're God. And besides, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Here tonight, hide me behind Calvary's cross and my special clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here this night and forevermore. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything don't try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Let the anointed Spirit of God just have this way here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Luke, the 12th chapter, and we're looking at the 48th verse, the B clause of the verse, and we're also going to be looking at the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 4 through 8. And the word of God reads in Luke 12, verse 48, the B clause of the verse. For unto whosoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more. We're also going to go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 4 through 8. And the word of God reads, for as ye have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another, having been gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. While the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Just for the next few minutes, I ask that you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God. Tonight we want to talk about to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. My brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we thank God once again to come to you in spirit and in truth, to speak to you on a local level and reach a global level for the glory of God. Tonight again, we are talking about to whom much is given, much is required. Believers of Christ, we're all held responsible for using our God-given skills, gifts, talent, and ability properly. Beloved, all that we have is a gift from God, and he expects us to use these gifts to advance his kingdom, the kingdom of God. Regardless of how much or how little we have received, child of God, God holds us accountable for its proper use, talking about the gifts that he has blessed us with. To whom much is given, much is required. Relating back to the scriptures that we say in Romans 12, verse 6 through 8, having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us. And it talks about the gifts. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. People of God, oftentimes a gift or gifts can be given in connection to a calling or a ministry. Some gifts are given unto us simply to allow the light and love of God to shine through us. We have to remember a key here, that a gift that God has given you, or gifts, is not used, is not intended to be used for your personal use. No, its intent is to be used for the glory of God in order to be a blessing to others in the body of Christ. Oftentimes, we want to bring attention to ourselves through the use of the gift or gifts that God has blessed us with. We have to always remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, that the gift is to be used for God, to serve others. We, as human beings, have a tendency to get big-headed when people start patting us on the back for maybe our preaching abilities, our prayer being so eloquently. But I'll stop by to let you know, God wants us to stay humble. He wants us to depend upon him and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And when you talk about sons, that's included women as well, boy or girl, because there's no male or female in the kingdom of God. We've all been called for such a time as this to exercise our gift. Bible says that a man's gift will make room for him, and bring them before great men. Same applies to a woman. Same applies to how gifted your gift, how gifted you are when it comes to the things of God. You see, I give God all the glory, the praise, and the honor. When people comes to me and say, you preach well, you pray well, I say all the glory goes to God. Because without him, I realize I can't do nothing. Without the Lord on my side, I'll be lost. I'll be caught up. Hallelujah. We're not here for showboating. We're not here to let people know how gifted we are. We're here for a reason and for a purpose. And that's to uplift that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. You see, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God. So again, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that the gift of God that have been given to us are the gifts. It is simply to allow the light and love of God to shine through us. Bible says that we are the light of the world, a city that's on a hill that cannot be hidden. Our light is the light of Jesus, shone in us and through us. As we allow that light to be eliminated through us for exposure of letting people know that it's God in us, the power that shines through us. To whom much is given, much is required. Believer of Christ, God does not give you gift or gifts without a reason. Oh, no, he does. He doesn't. God gives a gift for his purpose and for his glory. You see, everything that God has given you, it comes with a purpose. And he expects you to fulfill that purpose. In an earlier teaching, I gave a key where God have created you for purpose, on purpose. He have created you for bringing advancement to the kingdom of God. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 55 verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, talking about God's mouth. It shall not return unto God void, empty, but it shall accomplish that which God pleases, and it shall prosper in the things whereto God send it. So, beloved, just as God expects his word to accomplish his purpose, so God also expects us to use what he have given us to fulfill his purpose as well. So people of God, we serve God by serving others. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening tonight and those that be listening at a later date. The gifts are gifts that God have given you is used to serve God by serving others. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good steward of the manifold grace of God. Yes, to whom much is given, much is required. So, beloved, the exact nature of God's purpose for his gifts in our lives and the specific calling he placed on us will vary from individual to individual. What does not vary, though, however, is the fact that we are to use our gift to serve one another as being good stewards of God's various grace, the grace of God, unmerited favor. In so doing, we fulfill the purpose for which God gave us that gift to begin with. I'm going to say that again. When we do according to what God have purpose for us to do, the gift, our gift that he has given us, is to be used by serving one another as us being good stewards of God's various grace. In so doing, we are fulfilling purpose for which God gave us that gift to begin with. So regardless of what your gifts or give it are, the point is that you use them to serve others, one another, in the body of Christ. So people of God, always remember to keep this in mind, that we all, as individuals, make up the body of Christ, and that we all have a role to play within the body. We all work together in unity to help advance God's kingdom and kingdom principles. See, the Apostle Paul is letting us know here in the book of 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 26, when you have time, read it during your devotional time. Although we all have different gifts and calling, excuse me, on our lives, none of us are any less or more important than the other, that we all make up the body of Christ, and all are equally essential, important in the advancement of God's kingdom. There's no big eyes or little U's. All the way across the board, God looks at us as being one. So to whom much is given, much is required. Again, here in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48, the B clause of the verse, it says, "For unto whosoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more." So child of God, when God gives more to someone, he expects more in return. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. Child of God, when God gives more to someone, he expects more in return. If you desire more from the Lord, you must first use well what he has already given you. For only if you have been faithful over a little will the Lord trust you to be faithful over much. And only if you use well what you currently have will only be added onto you The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 29, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundancy. The A clause of the verse, beloved, God will repay every person according to what he or she have done here on planet Earth. People of God, we will all be rewarded or punished based on what we have done with what God have given us. And there is no respect of person with God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we will all be rewarded or punished based on what we have done with what God have given us. And there is no respect of person with God. So, beloved, use what God have given you. Take heed to the calling God have placed on your life. Bear fruit to the Lord, the fruit of the Spirit, and give God what he requires of you. That's due to a lack of use. God will take away his gift. Beloved, pursue your calling with all your might and never neglect the passion that God has placed within you. For a passion neglected becomes a burden to be fulfilled. So we must be about our Father's business. We must work while it is day, for night cometh where no man or woman can work. Remember, to whom much is given, much is required. People of God, the greater our level of giftedness, the greater will be God's expectation for us to use our gifts to accomplish his will for our lives. Yes, this is there to be repeated. People of God, believers of Christ, the greater our level of giftedness, the greater will be God's expectation for us to use our gift, our gifts, to accomplish his will for our lives. Believer of Christ, while you await Jesus' return, you are responsible to make the most of the time and resources you have. Yes, you are a steward of what you have as you wait for your Savior's return. Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. It was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Servants are to stay ready, to stay dressed for action, and stay awake and alert. Beloved, those servants who faithfully steward the gifts entrusted to them will be rewarded upon the master's return, and those who waste the time will be held responsible for their casual treatment of their master's resource. Child of God, it is time to get busy. It is time to go beyond the four walls of the structure of the church building or of your home into the byways and the highways to compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, child of God, whether you have been entrusted with little or whether you have been entrusted with much, your commitment to faithful stewardship, it remains the same. You see, the only thing that changed is not how responsible you should be, but rather how much you are responsible for. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember this always. Beloved, God is not concerned with how much or how little you have. God is concerned with what you are doing, with what you have been given. Yes, God is not concerned with how much or how little you have. God is concerned with what you are doing, with what you have been given. To whom much is given, much is required. Child of God, this could be very comforting to know that God will never hold you accountable for what he has not given you. So simply focus on what you have been given and be faithful in that, rather than wonder why you have not been given more. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, to whom much is given, much is required. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. To whom much is given, much is required. So people of God, your spiritual journey is one of growth and really striving to be, to get your best in life for the glory of God, who sits high and look low, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Remember,
much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus, love me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Tells me so.
Tells me so.
spirit from above, baptized by his fire, anointed with his love. He loves me. His love made me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me. He loves me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, he loves you, and we love you too. Amen. The Bible says that those that look upon us as being Christians, they'll know us by the love that we have one for another. God is good and worthy to be praised. We just hope and pray that what we are saying tonight will touch your life, and we just want to continue with the word of God here tonight. He wants to thank God if there's anyone listening in, amen, that may want to say something at this time. This is a time to say it, amen. And we just want to get back to the teaching of the word of God. Amen. If there's anyone on the line that wants to say something right now, you have the floor, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, bless God. Again, we're going to just go ahead and continue. We just hope and pray that if there's anyone that is listening to tonight, that we just come in complete agreement with you on what you believe in God for. Because the Bible says that any two of us come in agreement is touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And so we just thank God, amen, that if you are believing God according to his will for your life and in accordance with the word of God that have been spoken to you and over you, amen, God knows how to answer our prayers. He knows how to do it because it's all given as we pray to him. God knows how to answer. And there's three ways that God will answer our prayers, whether we believe it or not. This is the way that he do it. He's going to either answer by saying yes, no, or wait. Amen. God, always remember this. God knows best. Sometimes we want things the Burger King way, especially in 2021. But I stop by to let you know it's either God's way or while we just have to wait. Amen. God knows how to wait. He knows how to make you wait. Amen. You can't outwait God because God has, amen, he knows your thought before you, you even thinking. He knows what is best for you. Sometimes we want things our way. We want things quicker than a hurry. But one thing about God, God is always working on both ends. And he knows when you are ready to receive the answer for that you have prayed about. We would try to figure God out. But I stop by to let you know tonight, you can't figure God out because he's all powerful. He's all merciful. Hallelujah. God is God all by himself. He don't need no masses because he's fire all by himself. Amen. So all we got to do, we need God. We need him 24/7. We need him early in the morning. We need him at noontime. We definitely need him at night. Amen. We need him all throughout the day. So we as followers of Christ, amen, we have to look on to Jesus as being the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. So again tonight, we are talking about to whom much is given. Much is required. So child of God, this should be very comforting for you to know that God will never hold you accountable for what he has not given you. We as born-again believers of Christ, we should simply focus on what God has given to us and be faithful in that rather than wonder why we have not been given more. Well, God has given you a yes to yesterday's problem. He has given you a yes to it, but you haven't moved on it. So why should he entrust you and give you more if you haven't moved on what he has already assigned you to do? So the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to be called of the birds, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fed up the rams. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, our spiritual journey is one of growth. It's one there where God wants us to grow. He don't want us to be stagnated, staying in one spot. No, he wants us moving in him, moving as the Spirit of the Lord instructs us and lead and guide us to go further in our walk with Christ. You see, child of God, if you want to walk in your God-given destiny, you not only have to formulate that relationship with Christ, with Jesus, with God, with the Holy Spirit, but also know what God is requiring out of you so that he in return can freely give to you. Whom much is given, much is required. If you want much, God is going to require much out of you. So child of God, just because God has a purpose for you to do, something does not mean, just because God has a purpose for you to do something, it does not mean that it is going to be a cakewalk. Get in there. No, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 through 12. Here we're talking about Solomon, the son of David. Solomon was a king. And Solomon went up here to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation. And he offered up 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. In that night, did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David, my father. Be it established, for thou hast made me king away people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people for whom can judge this, thy people that is so great. And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart. Remember, God is a God of the heart. God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked for riches, for wealth, or honor, or the life of thy enemies. Neither hast thou asked how, has asked for long life, but have asked for wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. And in conjunction, I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee will have. In other words, brothers and sisters in Christ, God gave Solomon wisdom and knowledge, and he also gave him money and everything else he needed, or he could think of under the sun, because Solomon was not selfish, and Solomon asked for something that could actually help other people. In this case, that was a requirement that Solomon met. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Let the Lord lead, because where God leads, he will provide. His provision will be available to you. You see, giving to others and not just thinking of yourself, it will open up a door that where you can be trusted and where God can give it to you freely, because he knows that you will do the right thing with what he gives to you. So the whole much is given, much is required. This is one example of how kingdom principle is done. Beloved, when you as a believer of Christ has to really know the heart of God, because God, he deals with our heart. You see, King Solomon knew the heart of God, and he wanted to do God's work. What Solomon asked for was not about himself, but how to bring good to other people. And that is and was the requirement piece for God to faithfully trust him and bless him, because he knew the blessings that Solomon would be to people. To tell him, God, to whom much is required, much to whom much is given, much is required. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 3, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. You see, when you go through something hard and hard times, it is to make you strong and stronger. And once you are strong, then you are prepared to be used by God. Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So brothers and sisters in Christ, be prepared to be used by God. It means that you are ready to be given the life that God has for you. Yes, beloved, oftentimes what God is requiring of you as a child of God, as a believer in Christ, is to go through some stuff that may not be so comforting. But we have to remember that we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. But it is not, remember, when we go through some stuff that's not really comforting, some stuff that may have caused us to stumble, caused us to question what God is doing. But it is not to kill us, but it is to give us, it is to make us stronger and to make us more usable by God. The one that God used the most is the one he bruised the most. So once you know that no matter what comes your way, the water may rise, the wind may blow, stay on course, because God is in it. He's in it with you. He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. You can still stand up, stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You can stand up and say, God, use me. I am not fazed by what just happened to me. That is the exact requirement that God have been waiting to hear from you. So child of God, when God puts you through something, it is not to hurt you, but it is to prepare you for what you are about to be given. So beloved, God is not the type that is going to give you things, knowing that you are not prepared for them, and knowing that you are not strong enough to handle them. So people of God, always remember that the Lord gives gifts to mankind according to his sovereignty and wisdom. To some, when we look at it in the book of Ephesians, to some God gives more than to others. Some men have exceptional gifts from God that have impacted people's lives incredibly. Only God knows what he has given. But it is very important for each one of us as followers of Christ to find out what our individual gifting is and for us to operate in it in order to bring God, to bring glory to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. You see, you cannot operate in another person's gift and be affected. Only operate in yours. Stay in your lane and be affected by the glory of God. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 18, verse 16, it says, a man's gift making room for him and bringing him before great men, to whom much is given, much is required. You see, some people even now in 2021, they worship their gifts instead of God. They project their own image and glory instead of God's glory. So believe in Christ. Let the Holy Spirit teach you how to handle your gift. Do it in humility in order to project Christ and not yourself. People of God, the greater the gift, the more God requires of that person. Unto whomsoever much is given of him or her, much shall be required, according to Luke 12, verse 48, the B clause in the verse. You see, he or she will have a more intense working of the Lord in their lives, so that the greatness of the gift will reflect and honor God and not self. As you learn to bear the gift to the glory of God. Yes, we are not all called to the fivefold ministry, but we're all called to witness and tell others about the gospel, the good news, the plan of salvation. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the fivefold ministry, it consists of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor and teacher. But those that are operating in the fivefold ministry, they are messengers for the glory of God. They are messengers coming with a message. And the message and their office they occupy, it must honor God. They must honor God with the gift, or they will be dealt with severely by the Almighty God. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, these gifts are for the perfecting, the equipment of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So believers of Christ, eventually they will phase themselves out of people's lives, talking about the gifts, as their gifting operate to encourage the saints to depend on the Holy Spirit in maturity. Remember what I said earlier? God wants us to grow. He don't want us to remain as a babe in Christ. Sure, as a babe in Christ, we desire the sincere milk of the word. But as we mature in the Lord, we get stronger and stronger. We graduate from milk to pavern, onto meat. Remember this always, child of God, a gift is never given for elevation, to elevate man. A gift is given to glorify God in his kingdom purposes. We have a responsibility in stewardship to learn, to handle, to operate and to bear our gift to God, to bear our gift for God's glory. So beloved, taking ownership for one's action is a constant mindset and not a temporary action. There always will be a struggle within. Remember, spiritual warfare that is going on. Remember what Apostle Paul said? The things I desire to do, I don't do. And the things I desire not to do, I do, because he was ever so present. You see, a life of total commitment that God requires of us, it is only possible through a close relationship with him. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to whom much is given, much is required. We just hope and pray that through the teaching of the Word of God tonight, that you have been blessed, that you have gotten encouraged to go on a little bit further with the things of God. Remember, beloved believer of Christ, God does not give you gifts without a reason. But everything that God has given you, it comes with a purpose. And he expects you that purpose. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is the time to get right with God. This is the time. This is the time to come to him just the way you are, tore up from the floor. You have tried everything else. This is the hour to try God. Try Jesus, the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. It's just simply coming to that place of surrendering your life to Christ. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Coming to God, humbling yourself on bended knees and bow down here. Coming to him, letting him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. Bible says that after we repent of our sin, then we do a confession and a belief based on Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, but with your heart to believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yet, my brothers and sisters in Christ, consider God. Consider Jesus. Consider the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. God bless you. God keep you. Have a blessed weekend. If you'd like to get in contact with Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Tebow, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach Dudley Tebow or Lisa M. Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. May God bless you. Have a blessed night. Blessed and safe weekend. Until Jesus tarry, God's willing, we'll meet again on this Tuesday through the use of the internet. Have a nice, safe, blessed weekend. Good night.